Summary of Sunni Concepts. Reasoning Links. Mur should be balanced in his consideration of the reasons. It does not contradict trust in God. He does not leave her or neglect her. Because that is an insult to the wisdom of God Almighty. Which links causes to their causes. And a deficiency in the mind. Until this balance occurs. The following controls must be taken into consideration when considering the reasons. Firstly, not to rely on it. It is not believed that it is independent in achieving what is required. God Almighty is the one who made a thing a cause for the occurrence of a cause. This may be taken away from him. There may be contraindications for it. God is the one who completes the cause and removes its obstacles. Whatever he wills, it happens even if the creation does not will it. And what he did not will it could not be, even if the creation willed it. He prevented the fire from burning his prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. Her cause for burning was removed. So explain trust. It is the dependence of the heart on God alone. So that he is not directly harmed by the causes. With the heart free from relying on it. Secondly, he should not take a reason until he has verified that it is a reason. And a project with knowledge and certainty. Whoever proves a reason without knowledge. Or prove a reason that violates Sharia law. He was invalid in his proof and sinful in his belief. Third. If there is only a forbidden reason to collect what is required. It is not permissible to direct it and take it. Only if necessary. Necessity is estimated as much. According to the purposes of the Sharia and its arrangement. To preserve religion, self, mind, honor, and money. Unless necessary. Under no circumstances should he resort to forbidden reasons. Rather, it is his only reason to achieve what is desired. It is just pure trust in God. And I curse him for the reason for achieving what he wants. Fourth. To consider the permissible reason and its effect on achieving trust in his heart. If it weakens it, it is better to leave it. If it does not weaken him, then directing him is better. In doing so, he achieves God's wisdom in linking causes to their causes. Thus, he has achieved the servitude of the heart in trusting him. The enslavement of the limbs is directly related to the cause. Fifth and finally, the reasons are taken into account as mentioned above. He is the one who achieves trust. And whoever disrupts the commanded reasons. His trust was not valid. Rather, it became dependence, helplessness, and wishful thinking.